This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. On top of claims of human trafficking and abuse, workers at the JBS meatpacking plant in Greeley say they're forced to work in inhumane conditions. Some say the plant is freezing and moves at a dangerously high speed. The recommended speed for a line at a beef packing plant is 390 head of cattle per hour. That's according to the Food Safety and Inspection Service. But union representatives say the JBS lines are moving faster than ever before at 420+ head of cattle per hour. Workers who spoke to CPR News through a translator requested they remain anonymous due to fears of retaliation.
At the moment when I'm pulling one piece of meat to work on it, there's already another one coming.
The United Food and Commercial Workers Union is calling on federal, state, and local officials to investigate the plant. U.S. Congressman Jason Crow has voiced questions about the security lapses during recent assassination attempts against Donald Trump. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports on yesterday's public hearing of the task force investigating those attempts.
Crow's questions ranged from the lack of a unified command and control structure to where and how Secret Service and local snipers were positioned. Crow says one thing was clear from the documents and testimony.
It was the fault of the Secret Service, because the Secret Service is ultimately responsible for the protection at events like that. They did not do their job. They did not provide the clarity and the guidance to local law enforcement. And that was pretty clear today.
The next phase of the investigation is expected to focus on the Secret Service. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A Colorado Springs artist is continuing his fight to copyright a digital painting he created with AI. Yesterday, Jason M. Allen sued the U.S. Copyright Office, trying to overturn its decision to deny registration for his digital artwork. The controversial piece was awarded top honors at the Colorado State Fair in 2022. The Copyright Office found the artwork did not have human authorship, but Allen argues he spent more than 100 hours working with an AI image generator to create dozens of iterations to reach the final work. You're listening to CPR News.